Recording 44.
You will hear a guide talking about a sea life centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17.
Okay, so hi everybody and welcome to the Sea Life Centre. Before you start on your tour, I'd just like to give you some information about things to look out for as you go. Well, first of all, I guess some of you may have been here before and may be surprised to see the name has changed. We're not called World of Water anymore. Since the beginning of this summer, we've been renamed, and we've also made a few other changes. However, the main attractions like the aquarium, the crocodiles, the penguins and so on are still here. But we have a new restaurant and picnic area, and the latest thing that we have, and it was only finished last week, is the splash ride. This is an exciting new area of the centre and is pretty scary, and of course you do get a bit wet, so make sure you're not wearing your best clothes. As I said, the main attractions are still here, and the most popular thing that everyone wants to see is feeding time, especially for the crocodiles and the seals. We used to have the main feeding time in the afternoon at around 3 p.m. But we found that some of the animals got a bit hungry waiting until then, and so we now have it at noon. They seem much happier with the new time, although it's a bit difficult to know what they're thinking. Now, I'd like to mention something new that we've introduced this year that we're very excited about. It's called a VIP ticket. The VIP ticket costs an extra £2 per person, and you will be amazed at what it allows you to do. With this, you'll be allowed to feed the sharks. Now, I know that for some people, this might be quite a frightening thing to do, but it is perfectly safe. For those of you who are a bit unsure, we do have a video you can watch to see what happens. It's a great experience, and your friends will be very impressed. Speaking of friends, I'd just like to remind you that the Sea Life Centre will be more than happy to organise a birthday party for you and your family and friends. If you need more details, you can speak to me afterwards, and there are also forms at the entrance that you can fill in. I'd also like to bring your attention to the good work that the Sea Life Centre is doing in support of animal conservation. I'm sure you're all aware of the worrying situation with a large number of species facing extinction. Here at the Sea Life Centre, we're taking action by asking as many people as possible to sign a petition. Once we have over 5,000 signatures, we are planning to send it to the government in the hope that more people will begin to take it seriously. Right, well, there's obviously a lot going on at the centre and a lot of things to discover. At all the attractions, there is helpful information, so please read as much as you can, and if you want to see what you've remembered, please do the quiz after your visit. There are no prizes, of course, but I'm sure you'll be surprised by how much you've learnt.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at the questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
So, before I leave you all to start your tour, I've just got a few tips. There are a large number of attractions, and you may not have time to see them all. Of course, there are the old favourites like the aquarium and the crocodile cave, but if you don't have time to see everything, make sure you visit Turtle Town, which is beyond the aquarium and the seal centre. This is very special and has a large number of endangered species, and as it's at the far corner of the Sea Life Centre, it often gets overlooked. I also have to apologise for the Penguin Park. This has needed some urgent work to be done and so will not be open for the next week. We're very sorry about this, but I'm sure you'll find the Seal Centre, which is directly opposite it, will keep you entertained just as much, if not more. We're also very busy today, as you may have noticed on your way in. Everyone starts here at the aquarium, but as it's so big, there's no waiting to get in. But today, we're expecting a lot of people to want to see the crocodile cave, as a couple of eggs have hatched out. So, expect delays there and, if you like, move on to the seal centre first and then go back when things are quieter towards the end of the day. So, I'll leave you now, but if you have any questions, I won't be far away and have a great time at the Sea Life Centre.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3.